Perek Daled, Mishnah Hey, the fifth Mishnah of the fourth chapter. The Mishnah continues discussing the various themes that we've already discussed previously, namely trying to investigate the lineage of a person's mother and when a person might need to investigate a little more, or specifically in our Mishnah, when it would require less investigation than usual. The Mishnah begins as follows. In Bodkin lo min hamizbeach ulamala, a person would not need to investigate further if the following were to occur. Person begins investigating to see if the person's mother, well, they actually discover that the father, this woman's father, or her grandfather was actually a Kohen who served by the Mizbeach, then the entire investigation of this Kohen's mother and grandmother would not have to continue. The reason being, since in order to have a person serve the Mizbeach, an investigation into the Kohen's lineage had to have taken place. And therefore, if we can ascertain that a Kohen served at the Mizbeach, there must not have been any blemish, not have been a mum, or else he would not have been allowed to serve by the Mizbeach, and therefore investigation into this particular Kohen can in fact cease. Similarly, v'lo mina duchan l'malah, v'lo mina sanhedrin l'malah. Also, if a person were to find out that her father, or her father's father, was a Levi, who sang on the Duchan, who sang on the platform of the Beis Hamikdash, you also would not have to investigate the Levi's mother any further, since it is certain that he comes from an unblemished family. Or, a person whose father, again, investigate this individual, and you discover that her father, or the father's father, was a member of the Sanhedrin, then you would not have to investigate the mother's lineage, because only people with an unblemished lineage would be appointed as part of the Sanhedrin. Mishnah continues, V'chol shehuchzeku avosav mishotrei harabim v'gabai tzedaka ma'asiyin l'kahuna v'eino tzarech livdok achareihen. And similarly, anybody's ancestors were known to be public officials. And again, these officials, such as judges who decided DNA mamonos, monetary matters, they would often be appointed so that you wouldn't have to face the tribunal of 23, which generally deals with it. And although a Mishnah is understood by the Gemara to mean that only in Yerushalayim, whether they would ensure that such judges, such dayanim, would be of unblemished lineage, nonetheless, if they had this position in Yerushalayim, such judges would have already been checked, and therefore, if a person's lineage can be discovered to serve as a judge, they would have to be investigated any further. Or, as a Mishnah says, if their ancestors were charity collectors, these people who collected money for tzedakah, all these individuals would be able to marry someone who's a Kohen, or a Kohen would be able to marry any of these individuals' daughters. There'd be no need to investigate any further. That being said, the reason why charity collectors, gabay tzedaka, we'd be able to tell, we'd be comfortable, we would know, we'd be certain that they didn't come from a blemished family, isn't necessarily because of, the other more typical reason that they investigated and in order to be appointed to such a position, rather since many people would often fight with them because, you know, these individuals come, they wanted to take a portion of your tzedakah, people would argue, what would happen is people would want to insult them, and they often would investigate their lineage in order to make fun of them more publicly in some of these fights. Therefore, people would know if they had any unblemished lineage, then they wouldn't be able to be, shall we say, picked on publicly. But if they had a blemish in the family, shall we say, often people would dig up dirt, dig up skeletons in people's families, Because no one likes the people who come knocking on your doors demanding that you turn over some staka to them. Rabbi Yossi Omer Avmi Shahaya Chasum Eid V'Arche Hayashana Shal Tzipori. Rabbi Yossi adds and says, even a person, an aid, witness, who signed a record of the court of Tzipori, which actually was the city of Yeshana, which was near Tzipori, would also be able to marry into a family of Kohanim, since the court in that city would only allow people who didn't have a blemish in their lineage to sign as an aid. The Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos Omer Av Min Shaya Muchtav B'Istratia Shel Melech. Rabbi Chanina says, even a person who was registered in the army of this king, referring to the army of Base David, Melech David, the king of David, was also considered of unblemished lineage. The Gemara goes on to explain that only people who didn't have a mum in their lineage would enlist in the army of Malchus Base David, and quotes a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. What is the reason why they would only take individuals of proper lineage? And that is because they wanted the tzchus of the avos, the proper tzchus of unblemished families of Knesset Yisrael. That tzchus would protect them in war. Therefore, they wanted to make sure that their soldiers possessed this proper type of tzchus avos. Perek Daled, Mishnah Vav, the fourth chapter of the sixth Mishnah, again continuing with this theme of proper lineage and who can marry a Kohen and who cannot. Baschalal Zachar Psula Mina Kuhuna Le'olam. The daughter of a male Chalal is forbidden to marry a Kohen forever. And even the daughter of the son of a Chalal, or the daughter of his son's son, would not be allowed or be disqualified from marrying a Kohen, as we've explained previously. However, the daughter of the daughter of a Chalal born to an Yisrael may marry a Kohen. As it says, Yisrael shenasa Chalala bito kshira lekehuna. Any Chalal, she became a, for example, a divorced woman who had marital relations with a Kohen, or she was the daughter of a Chalal who then married a Kohen, or the daughter of a male Chalal who married a Yisrael, the daughter, meaning his daughter, whom she bore to him, would be permitted to marry a Kohen. As the Gemara says, so to speak, for Yisrael almost serves as the mikvah to purify a Chalal. However, Chalal shenasa vas Yisrael bita psula lekehuna. A Chalal who married the daughter of Yisrael, his daughter would be also to marry a Kohen, as we already said a little bit earlier. Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Yehuda Amir Bas Ger Zachar Kevas Chalal Zachar. Rabbi Yehuda says that the daughter of a male who converted, even if her mother would be an Israelite, has the same status as the daughter of a male, meaning a Chalal, who is usher for such a person to marry a Kohen.